Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to Mother's Day of May 8th, 2011. Now, Mother's Day is a very special day in baseball, not only because we celebrate the wonderful contributions that mothers make to the game of baseball, but the year before in the Bay Area, Dallas Braden had pitched a perfect game on Mother's Day for the Oakland A's. Well, on this day of May 8th, 2011, it's the Giants against the Colorado Rockies right here at AT&T Park. 42,132 celebrating just a beautiful day at the ballpark. Of course, it is a Sunday. It's the Rockies and the Giants. The matchup, Ryan Vogelsong. It's a very special day for Vogelsong. It'll be his first start coming back to San Francisco after the Giants signed him in spring training. He went to AAA, Fresno, the injury to Zito. He came up, won a game, but this is now his first start at AT&T Park, and the fans are very excited.
The fans were excited, Marty. They knew of Ryan's story, you know, a rags-to-riches story. That's the kind of theme that people love, let's face it. And, you know, Ryan Vogelsong, who had been traded from the Giants, kind of languished there in Japan, never really found a home, came back to the United States after three seasons in Japan, divided 2010 between AAA franchises with the Angels and Phillies, and he wasn't sure about the rest of his career. But he had an impressive spring training with the Giants. You know, Marty, he turned down a more lucrative offer from the Dodgers to sign with them and more opportunity with the Dodgers. I mean, the Giants had their rotation full, but things worked out for number 32.
Well, they sure did. All right, the lineups that day. Dexter Fowler, Jonathan Herrera, Carlos Gonzalez, Tulowitzki, Jason Giambi, Seth Smith, Iannetta, Ian Stewart, and De La Rosa. For the Giants, this is 2011 now. Aaron Rowand, Freddie Sanchez, Mike Fontenot hitting third, Chris, at short. Posey at first, Burrell in left, Cody Ross in right, Tejada at third base, Eli Whiteside catching Vogelsong that day. Art Santo Domingo, our good friend, is the official scorer that day.
I remember the year before, on May the 9th of 2010, I scored the perfect game in Oakland by Dallas Braden. And a year later, it was also Sunday Mother's Day again over here at AT&T, and Vogelsong was pitching, and he had perfect for five innings, and everybody was saying, wow. I said, don't forget, I got the perfect game last year. You never might have another one. He was a great competitor and just a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Art Santo Domingo, thank you so much. All right, here's the way it starts. First inning, the Rockies. Dexter Fowler grounds out to Sanchez. Herrera fly ball to Burrell in left. Carlos Gonzalez fly ball to Burrell in left, and the Rockies are down 1-2-3. The game continues on, and Chris, you go to the fourth inning. It's 12 up and 12 down for the Colorado Rockies. 12 up and 12 down through the top of the fourth, and the Giants bottom of the fourth. And there's a buzz in the crowd around Vogelsong, even through the fourth inning. Posey hits a fly ball to right. Pat Burrell, who did so many things for the Giants, he gets a double. Cody Ross, a base hit. Giants are now up 1-0. Tejada pops to short, and Eli Whiteside catching that day flies out to right. All right, so that's through four innings. The Giants lead it 1-0. Rockies fifth, 15 up, 15 down. We go to the Rockies six. It's still 1-0 Giants. Chris Iannetta, the light-hitting catcher, breaks up the perfect game with a base hit, and the crowd sort of moans and groans a little bit. Stewart flies to right. De La Rosa sacrifices Iannetta to second, but Vogelsong comes back to strike out Dexter Fowler. So six in the books. The Giants are leading 1-0, and the crowd is buzzing about Vogelsong.
The crowd may have been buzzing about Vogelsong, but Marty, the one person who probably didn't notice it was Vogelsong himself. He was a master of concentration. 2 days before games, Marty, he would stop talking to the media, stop, you know, chit-chatting. He got his game face on 48 hours in advance. So I'm sure, you know, in this game, as each of those outs just sailed by, it really didn't affect his intensity at all. He just remained rock solid pretty much throughout, no matter what was going on with him in the game.
He even got a hit. He led off the third inning with a double. Giants couldn't get him around. All right, we go to the bottom of the sixth now. Fontenot strikes out. Posey walks. Burrell strikes out. And Cody Ross, Chris, hits his first home run of the year.
Posey takes off the pitch. Fastball is swung on and hit high and deep to left center. On its way. It's gone. A home run into left center field for Cody Ross. What a battle! And Ross finally wins the duel with his first home run of the year, 3-0 Giants.
The Giants are now up 3-0. Tejada bounces back to the box, and that's it for the Giants' sixth inning. Eli Whiteside caught Ryan Vogel's song that day. Eli, what do you remember about that one?
You know, he came out and had good stuff. Always fun to catch Vogel. He was a competitor out there. You know what you're going to get. Even if he doesn't have his good stuff, you know, he's going to give you everything he's got. Came out that day, 15 up, 15 down. Went in the sixth, gave up a hit. Ended up coming out later that inning. You know, he's just a competitor. From what I remember, it seemed like he had a couple consecutive starts against those guys, and then might have had a start against the Rockies and then come back, and his next start was against those same Rockies, you know. But they had a good ball club. I think that was one of the years Cargo was having a good year. Gonzalez was having maybe an MVP year. It seemed like we always had a good game plan against those guys, and his stuff worked against those guys. Like I said, he was a lot of fun to catch. Him and Kane both at that time were pretty similar, you know. Had four pitches for strikes. We're going to go out and give you everything they got and give you a good chance to win the ball game.
So, we now go to the seventh inning. The Rockies start off in the seventh. Herrera flies to left. Gonzalez walks, and Tulowitzki hits a ground ball to short. Fontenot boots it, and now it's first and second, one out, and Bruce Bochy comes to get Ryan Vogelsong, and this is where the emotional moment of that Sunday took place.
It really was emotional, Marty. I can remember it plain as day. Ryan came off the mound, and he got a huge ovation from the fans who, as we said before, you know, pretty much knew his story and appreciated what he had been through. And, of course, Ryan doffed his cap, as not all pitchers do today. Used to be more pitchers did this sort of thing, but not anymore. So Ryan Vogelsong doffs his cap, and as he does that, the crowd started cheering and roaring even louder.
Listen to the fans for the right-hander Vogelsong. Vogelsong tips his cap to these Giants fans. He's been waiting a long time to be able to do that. His first ever home start with the team he began his professional career with more than a decade ago.
I thought it was one of the greatest things I've seen.
Well, it's a great moment. Javier Lopez comes in and gets Jason Giambi to hit the ball to first. 3-6-3 double play, and that's it for the Rockies in the seventh. Brian Wilson comes in and pitches the last two innings. The Giants win it 3-0 over the Rockies. A very emotional day for Ryan Vogelsong. The fans loved it that day. And for Vogelsong, 34 years old, a very special time for him. So, Vogelsong goes 6 1/3, a hit, no runs, a walk, 4 strikeouts, runs his record to 2-0, and this is a great year for Vogelsong. Giants go to 18-16, the Rockies 18-14 lead the West after this particular game. Now, Vogelsong in 2011, 30 games, 28 starts, he's an all-star, he gets Cy Young votes, he ends up 13-7 with a .271 earned run average. So for Vogelsong, a terrific year, but Chris, the emotion of this day for Vogelsong tipping his cap and just being welcomed back made it really one of the great games.
Sports are a business, let's face it, professional sports are, and so it's neat when something that kind of gets you in the gut, so to speak, can kind of take over the game.
Vogelsong ends up with a 7-year career as a Giant. He goes 48-49, never loses a postseason game, pitches a huge game against Cincinnati, beats Detroit in a World Series game, and two games in the National League Division Series as well. For Vogelsong, he allows the Giants to sweep that series against the Rockies that day, and very special moment in Giants history, especially at this park. It was really one of the more emotional moments. It was not a postseason game, for just a regular season game. Also on that date in baseball history, just to put it in perspective, it's the last game that Milton Bradley ever plays in the major leagues, and also it's the day that Gregor Blanco gets traded from the Kansas City Royals to the Washington Nationals, and he eventually becomes a Giant the next year. But this day belonged to Ryan Vogelsong, Chris, and it's one of those days that we're happy to bring you the summary of that and to hear from everybody who talks about Ryan Vogelsong. So that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail style that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.